folks, we are live. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmis. Weeknights, 9 to midnight central. And we're going to be taking your calls all evening. 866-582-9933. You know, I think we really do need to heavily get into this special that was on last night. I've been looking for a torrent of it. If anybody taped it out there, has it on, you know, DVR or DVD or can send us a file, we would really appreciate it. Unfortunately, Dish Network just doesn't have ABC. You can have ABC Family, but no ABC, no Fox, no local channels whatsoever. It's jackassery at its highest level, so we were not able to tape that last night. But they had a Wall Street Journal article about it, really laying out 2100, the end of civilization. I mean, what is up with all this fear-mongering? Why is it that everything's about death and destruction and Armageddon and plagues? Oh, but there'll be an upside. Yeah, okay. I'm sure there'll be an upside for me, for the simple people of the world. And, I mean, when you saw this thing right away, quarantines. I saw quarantines in my lifetime. I saw plagues, bugs going everywhere. I saw natural disasters. I mean, it's kind of off the charts. Meanwhile, the WHO still poised for level 6. I mean, that could actually be quarantines. Forget about 2100. It could be 2009, 2010. And that's scary unto itself. And who's doing good in this economy? Well, Walmart's doing great. And, you know, I talked a little bit about Walmart yesterday. I talked about the documentary Walmart, the High Cost of Low Prices. Go see it on Google Video right away. Cheering success, seeking more at Walmart Annual. Walmart Stores, Inc. employees could be shouting the retailer's corporate cheer with renewed vigor at this year's annual meeting. Thousands of employees from across the globe will descend about Fayetteville, Arkansas, for the retailer's June 5th annual meeting. After years of being hounded by union-backed critic groups, politicians, and competitors, employees can revel in the fact that their employers has gotten its groove back and is gaining a market share as the worldwide economic downturn drives frugal shoppers into its stores. See, this is good for Walmart. They know they already have the lowest prices, one of the top 10 economies in the world, nation or otherwise. How crazy is that? And it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger. And why is that? Because we have less and less. And they're already selling cloned meat there, GMO foods. I mean, it's outlandish. And the small business has really not only been killed, but curb stomped. I mean, just mutilated and eviscerated. And for what it's worth, what's left is on its way out. I mean, there is not much left. It's basically by a string. What mom and pop shops are really out there? They're either restaurants or diners. I mean, what else do you see out there? Occasionally you see maybe the small art shop, the niche store. You don't see an electronics store. Circuit City went bankrupt. All those little video places are completely out of business due to Netflix and Blockbuster and these other large organizations. You used to have a choice when you were renting a movie. There are no choices. It's Blockbuster or Netflix. And in this economy, you're going to see it shrink down even further. I mean, the consolidation of power is just unbelievable and right before our eyes, right before our eyes. I mean, if you look at all of these car industries just out of here in such a short period of time, incrementally, you know, as they crash the economy, you saw them start to leave and go under and have problems. And then all of a sudden it was a big announcement. Oh, we need a bailout. And we gave it to them. But what happened in that bailout? Oh, it's just going to be government control anyway. And GM already openly moving to China, already sold off its Humvee to a Chinese corporation. And that's what they want. They want more slave labor around the world. They want to export any kind of industry where we build something, where we have a product, where we make something, and drive us into second world status. That's it. A bunch of service jobs. And if you're not happy with your service job, that's okay. You can join City Year and help somebody build a home or mow a lawn. Or with their homework, because City Year's the best. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmis.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We are back, the Info War with Jason Burmis. And right now I want to play this clip. If anybody saw Earth 2100, The End of Civilization, I'd really like you to call in and really talk about it, because it was one of those mockumentary. It was documentary style and, of course, not real. But we've seen time and time again them use predictive programming. What was the Simpsons movie a couple years ago? It was about a large... disaster, a problem in Springfield, quarantining the population, and then they were going to mini-nuke them out of existence. Pretty creepy. I Am Legend. I mean, what was that all about? The end of civilization, through a virus, couldn't quarantine the population enough. I mean, creepy. Creepy stuff, gunning down people outside of the walls. Saw the same thing in the Resident Evil series. And let's hope it never gets to that. Let's hope those are just movies. But when ABC's telling you that this is less than 100 years away, and obviously this doesn't all take place, 90 years in the future, it's a gradual thing, it feels like a preparation. So let's hit the preview for Earth 2100.
In my life, I've seen New York City under full quarantine. The Midwest overrun, devastated by pests. Plague sweep across California. And then, what happened next was something none of us saw coming. It became a race against time to save our future, to even have a future. It's the year 2100, and I survived.
To change the future, first you have to imagine it. Tuesday at 9, 8 Central on ABC, a two-hour global television event, Earth 2100.
So there you have it. I mean, total doomsday scenario, no doubt about it. And it's just unbelievable to me. I survived, getting you ready for population reduction. And they just had this meeting, and when I say they, I'm talking Oprah, I'm talking Gates, talking Warren Buffett. And again, Gates, let's talk about Gates. Microsoft has a huge fund that goes out to African vaccinations. You know, I had that story sometime earlier in the week, and I never covered it. I really should have. But the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is all over the world of eugenics. And now they have a new controller. Remember the great new controller for Xbox, Project Natal. Literally bringing in a biometric device into your home, into your living room, that can scan you with facial recognition and hear you with voice recognition. In fact, later on, we may play that clip as well. This is off the Times Online. What's this, 1 week old, a little over a week? Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation. America's richest people meet to discuss ways of tackling a disastrous environmental, social, and industrial threat. We're the threat. Do you understand? People are the threat. Humanity is the threat. Some of America's leading billionaires have met secretly to consider how their wealth could be used to slow the growth of the world's population and speed up improvements in health and education. See, they always spin at the end. Oh, we're going to speed up improvements in health and education. We just got to slow that population down. Well, how are you going to do that without killing people? Without literally castrating men? Sterilizing the populace. The philanthropists. Oh, philanthropists. Remember, they love us. Philanthropists. They give us so much. Who attended a summit convened on the initiative of Bill Gates, the Microsoft co-founder, discussed joining forces to overcome political and religious obstacles to change. Described as a good club by one insider, it included David Rockefeller Jr., the patriarch of America's wealthiest dynasty. And remember, they make it out to be Gates as the leader of this, because Gates, he's the richest man in the world. The Rockefeller family has so much more wealth. David Rockefeller wields so much more power than Bill Gates. Warren Buffett, I think they say he's number two. He's on here. And George Soros, the financiers. Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York. And the media moguls Ted Turner and Oprah Winfrey. These members, along with Gates, have given away more than $45 billion since 1996 to causes ranging from health programs in developing countries to ghetto schools nearer to home. Again, an acclimation program, a eugenics program. That's what they're a part of. It's just disgusting. And they're letting you know right out in the open. I've heard, from some of the emails I've gotten that this special draws a lot of parallels to the Operation Blackjack cartoons. Well, it wasn't really a cartoon. It was like a Photoshop cartoon that was in the Telegraph, that five-part series, I believe it was. Either five or six. I think it actually may have been six. We covered parts five and six here on the Info Warrior. Go check it out on YouTube. It's in the archives. Unbelievable stuff. Literally coming out and saying that the government engineered the whole thing, which were terrorist attacks, quarantines, in order to create a more consolidated form of power, a new world order, if you will. Showing you pictures of the Amaro, then mixing that in with, you know, Johnny Nonsense, Area 51 stuff. It was very bizarre, showing you the tents out in Denver, and this is where the makeshift government was going to have its bases. Those theories, I guess, are on the internet already, but it admittedly does have, you know, underground facilities beneath the airport. That's there, and it does have one of the creepiest. You know what? Pull up the Denver Airport creepy horse. Just Google Denver Airport, and once you see the creepy horse, I want people to. It looks like something off the cover of Iron Maiden album. People need to see it over at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, let's take some calls. Let's go to Jeff in California. Jeff, you're on the line.
Jason, how's it going?
All right.
Man, those power elites, they just love their eugenics, huh?
Yeah, apparently they do. Again, we were getting calls about this last night. I was trying to tape it while I was on the show, but we don't get ABC, so I'm hoping someone out there, no, I don't want that. That's a painting in there, guys. There's an actual statue of a horse. It's the outside. Just type in outside of Denver Airport. It's creepy as hell. But yeah, I'm getting all these emails and IMs. You need to get this right now. They're talking about quarantines. Apparently sometime during the program, they talked about, you know, shooting pollutants up into the air to block the harmful sun rays, even though the sun is the giver of life, to stop global warming. It really looked like they were preparing us for a doomsday scenario and what was to come.
Wow, you know, I noticed that was on. I should have taped it, but I kind of glanced at it, and then I got sidetracked. Wish I had, but, you know, it actually gives me a thought. You know, this plane crash, this Air France plane that went down, it occurred to me that, you know, what if they try to say, well, it was brought down by this tropical storm, it's due to global warming. It could be like the first plane crash ever blamed on global warming. You know?
Well, they're already, Kofi Annan, the former UN Secretary General, is now saying 300,000 people a year are dying due to global warming. 300,000 people a year. Come on. 300,000 people a year. I mean, that's just a ludicrous made up number.
Well, it's completely ludicrous, and it just goes to show you. But I got to changing topics a little bit. I got to say, man, you were cracking me up. As bad as this stuff is, you were cracking me up last week when you were talking about the mobile slave van with all the fun colors. And
I wish it was a joke, but when they're when they're taking away all of our money, our capital, what's happening? Oh well, I have to move into a smaller house. Oh, I have to make less of a car payment. Oh, I really just have to start sacrificing things. One of the first things to go is your insurance. You know, first it'll be your dental, but then it'll be your medical, because most businesses aren't going to offer it anymore unless it's a big, you know, corporatized, militarized, homeland security type job, unless you're insidious. So you do that, and what do the slaves get? The slaves get mobilized healthcare in a happy fun van painted pink, red, and yellow. And I mean, I'm just disgusted by it. I'm not.
Yeah. I know.
It's beyond
really
words.
Not funny, but
it's not,
really
funny,
not funny.
And people are accepting that's what the most disgusting part is. Instead of being all up in arms like this is happening and we need to march on Capitol Hill and we need to say no to these bailouts and we have to hold these people accountable. I mean, before the show, I'm watching Bernanke in another House hearing, just saying, oh, well, I can't tell you that. Oh, you are privy to know that, and I think that's on paper, but I can't discuss it here. You know, who took the TARP money? Ah, you know, that's out there, but that's in closed hearing, so we're not going to talk about it. We don't hold anybody accountable. We wonder why this is happening. And
there is no accountability. And that actually gets to another topic that I wanted to touch on. Obviously, we expect the press to be that fourth estate and hold our elected officials accountable. And, you know, if some of this stuff's like right out in the open, you know, like, for instance, David Gregory. If you look at David Gregory's Wikipedia profile, some interesting things about him. I mean, obviously, he had that interview with the president of Pakistan where the president of Pakistan basically said that Al-Qaeda was created by the CIA, and Gregory, like, let it slide.
What he said was his wife and him were well aware that Osama bin Laden was our boy. He was an asset of the CIA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it doesn't exist because Sean Hannity says it's not real. Sean Hannity knows more than the president of Pakistan.
And if you look at David Gregory's profile, there's some interesting things. You've got his cozy relationship with the Bush administration, Karl Rove. And then also, his wife was a former Army intelligence officer and a prosecutor on the Oklahoma City bombing case.
Sir, they're so heavily embedded in the media now, it's laughable. It's a joke. I mean, for instance, in this next film, and I thank you for the call, I'm going to show you how the FBI and CIA were tracking mainline journalists like Brit Hume back in the 70s and 80s. Brit Hume! Who knows if they ever compromised him, but you would assume so. Why are they tracking these journalists? Well, they're tracking these journalists so that they can compromise them and hopefully turn them to their sides, have them propagandize for them, and not ask tough questions. And I think Dan Rather is probably the best example. Not a huge fan of Dan Rather, but Dan Rather did start sticking up for what he believed in, did start doing a little bit more hardcore stories, has quite a few hardcore stories regarding 9/11 that didn't get a lot of play, that kind of fell by the wayside later, and even the war. And what does he get? He gets ostracized from the community. You've never seen a more distinguished newsman just get kicked in the back, stabbed, if you will. And who picks him up? Well, Mark Cuban picks him up. And Mark Cuban was the only person who was considering putting Loose Change out into theaters. And then you find out that the Texas IRS is coming after him, saying that they'll bring him up on charges because they don't like what he's doing politically. That's mature. That's how we roll. And those documents are out there. Those emails are out there. But it doesn't exist. Sean Hannity says so. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmis. Be back after this. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. And let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
No one knows who gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. And no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart. I take the vow. I'll never turn. I'll never bend.
And as we went to break, if you were watching PrisonPlanet.tv, you got to see the scary demon horse with the red veins and the blue skins and the glowing eyeballs that is directly outside of the Denver National Airport. There he is, David Rockefeller's personal mayor, if you will. There he is, riding to the apocalypse. Why would they have an apocalyptic horse outside of an airport? Doesn't make a lot of sense until you start to realize that the guys at the top are into the occult. They're into Luciferianism. They're into the demonic garbage. And that should alarm a lot of people out there that think that Newt Gingrich is a conservative. When he goes with these old men out to Sonoma, California, and worships an owl god to kick off the Cremation of Care and the Bohemian Grove two-week fun fest. The happy fun fest, if you will. All right, let's go to the next caller. Steve in St. Louis, you're on the air. What's up, Steve?
Hi, Jason. Good evening. I have an interesting experience to relay. Maybe it's not that big a deal, but I'm one of probably a minority now who doesn't own a computer. So I was informed that I could call in a phone number local to your area there in Texas and listen to your show and also Alex's show, and I've been doing that.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened invariably is after so many minutes into the phone call, the connection just dropped, and I'd have to dial back in.
Mm-hmm.
Never had this experience on any other phone calls, including long distance. I have unlimited long distance, domestic long distance, and I've never had.
You know, it could just be the phone lines at GCN or InfoWars. I know that there are people that call the customer service desk quite a bit about the phone lines to come in. Could just get overdrawn. I know that we have bandwidth issues sometimes, and, you know, just last week, I had probably five people stacked up on the line. All of a sudden, everybody dropped, and I had to wait a good 15 or 20 minutes. I mean, we do the best we can here, sir. I would encourage get the computer. I know it's a high-tech spy device at this point, but it's also, you know, another piece to empower us if we want to use that. They want to use it to enslave us, but the unlimited knowledge that is now available on the internet, like I said, I'm kind of glad I live in this time period. Because I now have the ability to go down somewhere, bring my phone with me if it's internet savvy, and pull up any kind of document that's on a government website, any bill so I can read it word for word, any video on YouTube. I'd say get with the information age and the podcasts. I mean, the Alex Jones podcast, the InfoWarrior podcast, they rank really high on iTunes. They're getting out to people that wouldn't normally check us out. So get on the computer, man. It's a lot better. It's a lot more higher quality. And you get to see some of the PrisonPlanet.tv stuff the next day over at YouTube. I thank you for the call, Steve. All right, from one Steve to the next. Steve in New York, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up, Jason?
How you doing?
I want to talk about the taser incident and all these states all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from New York, and the force continuum here in New York is taser is number one, used at first, pepper spray second, baton third, gun last. So taser is number one, and no matter what you do, you're covered by, indemnified by your entity, whatever you work for. And that's in New York, it's a very liberal state, so I'm assuming that if that state trooper in Oklahoma used a taser on that EMP driver, he'd be totally covered.
No, I believe that. And to me, it seems only commonplace that it should actually be, well, first option would be pepper spray. Pepper spray truly is non-lethal. I've never heard of anybody dying from pepper spray. Number two would be the baton for me, not because I want to see somebody get their jawline knocked out, but usually a baton to the leg is a little safer than, say, you know, a taser to the body. There are people that have heart attacks and die. They don't make it. I'm amazed that 72-year-old grandmother in Austin took it as well as she did. Then three...
point just about New York. Sure. Yesterday I heard on local news here on Long Island, it's up in the Senate. It was yesterday that they're going to, a bill to have vaccinations put on children 18 and younger without the parents' knowledge.
Wow.
In high schools. Yeah, that's crazy. I'm not on MySpace, so I really don't know, but ask my wife to do it. I'm like, I don't know how to do it, but.
Well, I'll check it out. I'll check out that headline. I thank you for the call.
It's in Albany.
Okay, it's in Albany. Okay, well, that's very scary. Senate.
All right,
I'll do that. In fact, can you bring that up, Jaron? Why don't you do a search on that right now? Albany vaccination law, and it's mandatory. It's basically a permission to vaccinate children 18 and younger without telling the parents. I'm very interested in that. Albany seems to be a hotbed for these type of things. They're trying to make you register all your ammunition in Albany County. Luckily, people are standing up. You know, we often get calls here. What can I do? I can't do anything. I don't have any power. No, you do have power. You need to tell your neighbors, your friends, and family. Then you actually need to go out to the city council board and say, no, no. It's a word you need to learn, folks. The Info War with Jason Burmes, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
So when Obama announced a new cybersecurity office with a new cybersecurity coordinator, he talked about building this new smart grid. Now, who's going to build the smart grid? Remember, all your medical records are going to be digitized. Don't worry, the smart grid will illegally be hooked into those new Xbox controllers we covered. In fact, let's get that video off my blog, the Project Natal video. We're going to play that coming up. We're also going to go through your calls. Well, who's helped building this smart grid? Well, the good people at IBM are, of course. And you can go check it out at their own website, IBM Smart Grid. You know, for decades, power was something the average person did not think cost much. Or, I'm sorry, think much about. Until it went out. And then it was all you thought about. Until it came back. Not anymore. Climate change, rising energy prices, and technology advances are all forces that have been reshaping the collective mindset of consumers, turning many from passive ratepayers. No, they haven't. Everybody just pays their bill. If they don't pay their bill, they don't have power. They don't have heat. They don't have a refrigerator. passive. We're all passive ratepayers. 99.9% of us are. What are you talking about? Too highly informed. See, they're trying to build you up. They're trying to feed your ego. Too highly informed, environmentally conscious customers who want to roll in using power. No, we don't. We want to roll in making sure our TV's working, dude. What are you talking about, highly informed? If they were highly informed, they'd realize they're about to get carbon credit crunched. And that this is about a control grid, not a smart grid, a Satan grid, if you will. But here they are, they're trying to placate to your ego. Oh, you're so highly informed. That's why you're going to be paying out the arnis for less power. That's what this is about. And now with the emergence of the technologies that make smart grids possible, companies can provide their customers with the information and control they need to actually change their behavior patterns and reduce usage and costs. Did you hear the last sentence? Reduce usage and costs. They just want you to stop using stuff, to feel like a slave, to feel guilty for having two cars, to feel guilty for having a big home, to feel guilty for having a family. Oh, you think it was bad when they told you to conserve water in the summer when there were actual droughts and there was a reason to do it. It's going to be conserve water year round. And that if the water is going to be so filled with fluoride and delicious little minerals. Ooh, I can't wait. All right, let's continue to go to your calls. Connor in New Jersey. Connor, you're on the line.
Hey, man. I've been calling in all week, but yesterday, last night, I meant to talk about those controllers, those new Xbox controllers. I just completely crossed my mind. But, dude, that technology has been out for years.
Well, no, it's a lot different now. All right. The technology has been there, like I said, for instance, PlayStation, I think it was 2, had Soul Calibur 3. And I remember, I think one of the Tony Hawk games allowed you to do it too. You could just basically take it, it would scan your face, and then you could mold the face onto the model. You know what I'm saying? But this one's different in the fact that it scans your whole body. It'll give you a full body image. It has facial recognition, so it knows, you know, when it's looking at you. And number two, it has voice recognition. No other camera / controller system has voice anything. You know what I mean?
What I'm saying is this project thing, it started years back, but they didn't, like, unveil it until the populace was ready to embrace it, because they had this ready for like a year and didn't release it until they thought they could, because people 2 years ago wouldn't say, oh, face recognition, vocal recognition, yay.
I don't know. I think 2 years ago you might have gotten that. I mean, people are obviously being more acclimated to technology, but what you're doing is you're putting a living spying device in your home that's connected to the internet in most cases 100% of the time. The majority of Xbox users, you know, especially families, have Xbox Live. So this is going to be hooked up to an Ethernet connection. It has a microphone that you won't be able to cover. You'll be able to cover the camera, but how many people will do that? How many people will take the time to take a post-it and put it over that? But then on top of that, they have the microphone, which was fitted into a lot of the cable boxes out there as well. But the microphone is going to catch everything. This will further the Hepting versus AT&T style spying that we highlighted in that Keith Olbermann clip. That's how they're getting all this massive data through open information networks such as your cell phone and the internet, especially your high-speed internet. So I'm telling people to be very wary about this device. Sure, it looks fun, but is it worth giving up your entire privacy to Big Brother? Yeah. I thank you for the call. Let's go to John in Illinois. John, you're on the air.
Jason, great work you're doing. Also substituting for Alex when he's on vacation. I just got an email notification that there's a new version of Loose Change coming out, and I see from the press release that you weren't involved with it, but I thought I would just ask your opinion or knowledge of this. Is it materially different from Loose Change Final Cut?
Apparently it's going to be a whole other movie. I mean, I really am not involved in it. You know, I've done so many 9/11 movies at this point. I mean, I was involved in Loose Change Second Edition. We did Loose Change Final Cut. I put out Fabled Enemies, which instead of focus on the anomalies is really about the International Intelligence Network. I've been wanting to do this New World Order film, Invisible Empire, for the longest time. And that's really what I'm working on, head over feet. We'll see what happens. I mean, hey, I wish them the best. I hope it's a good film. I don't know really what, outside of what's been covered is going to be the main focus, for instance. But, I mean, there's unlimited amount of fodder. You have a new commissioner coming out and saying that NORAD lied. But that really only, I mean, we already knew that. We knew Eberhardt was lying. We knew Myers was lying. The commission even put it in a footnote. Who was it? Keenan Hamilton, in their book, Without Precedent, they said that, you know, what they said was so far from the truth, they thought about subpoenaing them. But that's not what it was about. It was about a cover-up. So we'll see what happens. To me, it's like this. I don't think 9/11 truth is going to get its due until the 10th anniversary, and we really need to build up to that. But until then, I really see the media kind of ignoring it. This 9/11, they're going to celebrate City Year and AmeriCorps on a new level with this day of civil service, you know, this National Day of Civil Service. So they're kind of hijacking 9/11 at this point. I don't think we're going to be able to get that mainstream media attention that we need to bring people into the issue for another 2+ years. And, you know, this, the 10th anniversary, you know, coming up, God willing, you know, some disaster hasn't happened and I'm still in the same seat, in the same position. I'm going to try to get as many people down to New York City and out to other events across the country as possible. But until then, I really want to focus on this New World Order issue, because most people still think that New World Order means you're some kind of conspiracy theorist or tinfoil hat wearer. They don't understand that this is a term that's now been used for over 200 years and really an idea that's been out there for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And right now we're at that crescendo where they're almost making it a reality. I mean, we have the European Union. This country looks so bad that the North American Union might look good in 1 or 2 years. That's what they're banking on. That's what Sonia Sotomayor and all these other things are about. So I really think that's the main issue of the day, but hopefully this is big. You know, I love Daniel Sinjata. I hear he's going to be voicing it. So, you know, the best wishes.
Great work on Fable Enemies, by the way. I was at the premiere in New York, and thanks for the time.
Hey, no problem. Later, John. Let's go to Ron in Mississippi. Ron, what's on your mind? Yes, Ron.
Good evening, Jason. You and your listeners, debt of gratitude, sir. You must have quite a listening audience. I was the one who called you last week about the CCW thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I received a call today from DPS stating that, I will get a letter by next Wednesday reinstating my CCW.
Well, that is excellent. And let's go over that story. Now, you are a veteran and you, for the first time, took your VA benefits and went to the VA,
sir.
And they asked you, you know, all these profiling questions. They then tried to diagnose you with a form of PTSD, and what you had was a conceal and carry permit, a conceal and carry weapons permit. And they tried to take that away from you, and that would be in line with all these reports, these MIAC reports, the DHS reports, where they say the threats are going to be, you know, veterans coming home, constitutionalists, patriots. So they are going to reinstate your CCW.
Yes, sir. I received a call today from DPS, and the individual I talked to, you know, did not want to be named.
Mm-hmm.
But they said I will receive a letter in the middle of next week reinstating my CCW. I really was having kind of a tough time understanding it because my security clearance was so high that, you know, I actually worked on shipboard electronic countermeasure systems.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really didn't understand why they did what they did or why Homeland Security did what they did. But
you know what? It may have been a rude awakening for you, Ron, but at the same time, it's making you realize that maybe the government is getting out of control. Maybe they aren't having your best interests at heart.
They've been out of control, sir, for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a firm believer after the individual I talked to today that called me that you and your listeners really flooded the telephone systems, and it made a difference. And I owe you and your listeners a debt of gratitude.
Well, thank you, sir. That's a feel-good story. I appreciate the call. And, yeah, there is great power in numbers. I mean, we can shut down a phone system, as you saw with Alex Jones and CPS just a couple of weeks ago. And they tried to say, you shut down the 911 systems. No, we gave out the public number. Had nothing to do with 911 at all. You see how they try to demonize us? You know, we had Luke Radowski on with Manny Badillo of WeAreChange.org out of New York last night. And that video is starting to make its rounds with Manny Badillo and Senator Gillibrand. And Fox News ran a hit piece on them. There's a couple right-wing hit pieces on them. They don't like them having effects. They don't like the fact that he was able to come up to this woman in a suit, ask some intelligent questions, and she didn't completely dismiss him and say, get away from you, kook. And as well, she shouldn't have. Our concerns are not only legitimate, they're vital. Remember, our entire foreign and domestic policy is still based on the lie that 19 people from, all right, 17 people from Saudi Arabia, two from other countries, 19 people from the Middle East hijacked planes and rammed them into buildings. And that's why we're in Afghanistan. That's why we're in Iraq. That's why we're still kind of goading Iran. I know that Obama went over to Saudi Arabia to lick boots today. And that's a really unbelievable thing in itself. In Fabled Enemies, we have Bob Graham on the record, one of the lead counsel in the original congressional investigation, admitting to the fact that foreign governments were involved. In his book, saying that the Bush administration did cover up the Saudi Arabian tie, especially the financial one. Knowing about the Pakistani connection, he had breakfast with General Mahmoud Ahmed in Washington, D.C., the man who wired $100,000 to Atta on the morning of 9/11. So Graham's well aware, but we're all just so still in denial. Oh, it can't be real. The government loves us, Jason. Meanwhile, a new Bin Laden tape is out there. Give me a break. An audio tape, of course. And the mainstream media just parrots, oh, he is alive. He's talking about recent policy. This has to be a real tape. No videotapes, just an audio one. The last one we saw, the last videotape, was that horrible, you know, dye my beard sexy Bin Laden, which was a far-off camera angle. I mean, could have been faked. Let's be honest, we're living in a digital age, folks. Meanwhile, The Onion pokes fun at digital imagery, and there's this Onion story out there where it's, you know, attack on Golden Gate Bridge, green screened, and it's this future terrorist attack, and they're saying, they're joking about it, saying it's all fake, and people are using Final Cut Pro 6 in order to use terrorist attacks. It's quite ludicrous. All right, let's jump to Cherie in Texas. Cherie, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I was just going to ask, I love it when people are in total denial. They just say things that they've heard on Fox News or whatever, Hannity or Rush Limbaugh, when they just parrot what they say and they don't even know what they're talking about. Like, mm-hmm. We need to put economic sanctions and different kinds of sanctions on the Muslim world.
Or that the Muslims want to bring in a new world order.
Yeah,
I thought that one was hilarious.
Or that they're taking over the world. We have to stop them from having so many babies. What? I'm sorry?
It is about population control. I mean, we can have headlines in the Times of London where these elites meet in secret, Rockefeller, Oprah, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, eugenicist Ted Turner, and they want to curb overpopulation. IBM's building a smart grid where we're going to use less power, but they would never hurt us. They would never poison us.
No.
They just want mandatory vaccinations for everybody.
And they're so stupid, they think it's just for the Muslims. They think that...
Well, throughout history, that's what they do.
But it's for everybody this time.
Well, it was for everybody with Hitler, for instance, and I thank you for the call. You know, they started out with the communists. Ooh, the communists were bad. And then, of course, they segued that into the gypsies and the mentally ill, and now it's the Jews. But then it was everybody who wasn't working and dissidents, you know, and they'll put you in a camp. They'll put you in a camp, a death camp, a work camp, who cares? A camp where you have no individual freedoms. You are no longer a human being. You are a piece of filth slave in their eyes. And you're a slave. Do you know what being a slave is? Do you understand what the servitude that these people in Guantanamo Bay and Abu Ghraib are suffering from right now? Being raped on a regular basis, being tortured. Oh, I don't care, Jason. They're terrorists. You don't know that. The majority of people out there can't name one person in either prison. I'd be lying to you if I said I could name one person that's still in those prisons. I guess Khalid Sheikh Mohammed got put into those prisons after they tried him again, and the other three cronies that admitted to attacks that were absolutely and completely impossible. I mean, they only waterboarded him 183 times in a three-month period. Yeah. And again, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed... captured and killed a couple times before the final time. So it's in question whether it's even the real guy. Some guy who looks like a, you know, half Italian, half Indonesian plumber out of New York City. And that's not funny, but it's true. All right, let's go to Matt in New York. Matt, you're online.
Hey, Jason. I've just been woken up probably about a month ago, but I've just moved from Colorado, so I've been hearing this DIA stuff since I was in, like, fifth grade.
That horse actually just went up that last year.
Yeah.
And everyone's freaking out about it, and it should be coming down soon. Mm-hmm. There's been so much up. Everyone's pissed off about it in Denver.
It's pretty crazy looking, man. I mean, it's huge. It's very Christian, sir.
It's red eyes, and it's right when you're driving up, and it's like glaring at you. It's supposed to be like honoring the Denver Broncos or whatever, but it's not even the Bronco colors. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. If it was honoring the Denver Broncos, it would be a white horse with an orange mane, not a blue devil horse with like electric lightning going through its body.
It's disgusting, but I mean, the entire DIA thing is ridiculous. Like there was, it was finished with construction for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. My dad told me this when I was in fifth grade, and I've been looking at it ever since. It was finished. Construction was done for 2 years, and they spent about $1 million a day in city taxpayer money just working on a baggage claim issue.
A lot of that stuff is probably funneled into black ops, and just the place is a very dark place. Gargoyles all over the place. That one painting that Jaron showed is really the only the tip of the iceberg. I thank you for the call, Matt. We're going to go to Lynn, Jesse, and others on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
If you think we live in the age of an easy payment via the internet, it's only going to get crazier. In front of me, I have this new application that's going to be based on mobile payment system with RFID tags, where you'll be able to just pay for anything right there. I think it's basically by swiping something. You wouldn't even need a computer or a cell phone device. The applications are to integrate features belonging to both Ping Ping's payment system for mobile phones and TouchTag's contactless service, including interactive advertising, loyalty, and coupon services. As a result of the partnership, Belgium customers will be able to replace the cards, which are presently needed to initiate a series of applications, with a contactless card or RFID sticker for access to new services, to pay for services, or receive information. So, when you watch this Project Natal, and, you know, the girl is going through dresses, it's all just like Minority Report. And now when you watch CNN, they have holograms, and they have those large screens where they're able to expand everything and just move everything. It's kind of like the Bourne Identity with the CIA. And you got to wonder, do they have those? Are those really operational? Is that something that's being used as we speak? We do know that technology is at least 30 years behind what the governments have. The B-2 bomber, that was the, or I'm sorry, what is it? Why am I blanking? Paul, stealth bomber. What's it called? Just the stealth bomber? Is that it? Yeah, stealth bomber. That's the last declassified plane out there, right? SR-12. What? SR-22? Are you just messing with me? Oh, yeah? Is that for real? Look at you. Look at Jaron, the big brain on Jaron. See, my tech guy doesn't just wear fake mustaches when he's on the YouTube. He knows about the SR-22. He's probably just as smart as I am. What do you got for me, Jaron? I see you want to talk to me. Oh, you're gonna put it on PrisonPlanet.tv? Oh, the SR-71 Blackbird. That's not the last stealth bomber, is it? No, that's not even stealth, man. Look at the. Maybe you're not that smart. No, that's garbage. You're garbage, Jaron. I'm going to go to another call. I'm kind of ranting and raving anyway. Let's go to Lynn in Miami. Lynn, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. How are you this evening?
Good.
I first of all want to thank you for being so brave. And for years, after all my dinner parties, I always show loose change.
Oh, awesome.
So people leave in shock when they leave my house. So,
well, that's one of those ways. A lot of people say, you know, what can I do? Well, you can hold a dinner party or have a gathering. Maybe you're going to play cards or bridge or poker, and you put it on even in the background. You're going to get some heads to turn, and I think that's awesome that you're doing that.
Absolutely. I'm a pharmacist, and I'm also a naturopathic doctor. And I saw parts of that last night, that 2100, and I called the cable. I disconnected. I called DirecTV. I disconnected my television. I cannot take it. I called ABC. I was so angry. I have never seen anything more disgusting on television in my whole life. And the worst part wasn't just the scaring you about all the viruses coming to get you, but the commercials were Gardasil and other vaccine commercials.
So while they were predictive programming you for all these diseases and whatnot, they were promoting the vaccinations in between. Oh, there's no agenda there. They could have never thought that up.
I know. It's funny. The lady from ABC said, she goes, oh, I know. She said, I kind of watched it for a second myself. I totally understand what you're saying. I said, you know how many people have died from Gardasil? And I said, I am so tired as a pharmacist of seeing people lose their jaw or, hello?
Yeah, no, you're still on.
Oh, okay, lose their jaw or from Fosamax or all these different drugs. And that's why I became a naturopath, because natural has got so much more to offer people than what drugs ever can. So.
Well, you hear it from the horse's mouth, folks. This is a pharmacist coming out and saying, hey, those drugs are going to hurt you, especially a Gardasil shot for your teenage daughter. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
RFID tags and other technologies begin to become smaller and smaller through nanotech. Verichip, for instance, just shaved off 3 millimeters from their already rice-sized chip. 3 millimeters, I'm sorry, it was from 11 millimeters down to 8. They're still not doing well financially. They haven't been able to roll out their cashless society control grid. But that doesn't matter. Friday, they reported Verichip can remain listed on the NASDAQ. Verichip Corp said it received notice that its stock can remain listed on the NASDAQ stock market and can transfer to the NASDAQ capital market effective May 29th. However, the Delray Beach-based company also said that to remain on the NASDAQ, it must demonstrate compliance with all continued listing standards of the NASDAQ's capital market by September 1st. Verichip said in March that it had been notified it was not in compliance with the requirements to have $10 million in stockholders' equity to remain on the NASDAQ stock market, nor did it meet the $2.5 million in stockholders' equity required to remain on the NASDAQ capital market. But that doesn't matter because they have big plans for a microchip in the future. Sure, they have the edible RFIDs, and we showed you the corkscrew nanotechnology thing that was, I think, a 300th times smaller than a sperm cell. Sure, they have all that stuff, but Verichip and Digital Angel Corp, they're their boys. They're their plan. Believe it. And Tommy Thompson, who was a huge spokesman for this, he was the former head of Health and Human Services. He made a presidential run for the Republican Party in the last election. Dropped out early in the primaries. Loves it. I have an interview with him. Go find, you know, we should find that interview, although I'm all sweaty and young and in a suit, where he's talking about how it's going to be great for the military, biometrics are going to be everywhere, and now you're seeing them in the new Xbox controller. Believe it. Believe the hype. It's there. All right, let's go to Jesse in Texas. Jesse, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up, Jason? Okay, I'm sitting here, and I heard in a song that Hitler said, he said that the only way that the Nazi Party could have been stopped is if they would have smashed it with the utmost force.
If they had what, done what?
If people would have recognized it for, you know, it being very Nazi-ish, very controlling, if people would have risen up and, you know.
No, if the people had had a spine and met, you know,
exactly,
the Nazis at the bottom of their stairwells, if they were armed. Yeah.
He even, yeah, you know, Hitler even said it himself, you know.
Well, it doesn't shock me.
People don't want to listen now.
Listen,
the
first war is truly an info war. It's a war on the mind. It's a psychological warfare technique to get people to lay down and just accept their fate. And that's why you're seeing these specials like Earth 2100. Accept the fact that 90% of us are supposed to die in a plague. Accept the fact that there are going to be quarantines in New York City. Accept the fact that civilization will never be the same again. I survived. Give me a break. It's disgusting. Thank you for the call, Jesse. We're going to go to Dan in Alaska, Seth, Eric, Steven, and more on the other side. I'm going to play the clip of Project Natal on the other side, too, for those that missed it last night. It's family fun. It's going in your living room. It's got voice recognition. It's got facial recognition. You'll be able to scan third-party objects and use them much easier than before. hands-free controller. Remember, it's going to see your motion sensor. You're basically going to be your own Wii controller. And remember, the head of Sega, probably, what is it, 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago now, openly stated that he wanted to utilize microchip technology for the next generation gaming systems. And we'll be more apt to accept that after this Project Natal controller goes into millions of homes in this country, furthering the Big Brother agenda. It's the Info Warrior. We'll be back after this.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about $1 a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea.
Recently, we've discussed that GPS devices are already in your phones, but many of them are not fitted with RFID tags. Well, that's all changing. We just read you that latest article, but this one is called Tetherball. Tetherball first in U.S. to deploy RFID-based mobile loyalty program that solves the measurability puzzle in mobile marketing. Most important, our RFID-based solution, which works on any mobile phone, eliminates fraud and allows our clients to measure the performance of their campaigns with pinpoint accuracy via real-time validation and reporting. Brands are looking more reliable mobile solution that is easy to deploy and delivers measurable results. And our solution does both with exceptional results. And again, this is about tracking, tracing, and databasing even more of your life. See, the RFID tag, the way they're able to do it with the phone is all your text messages, your phone conversations, your web surfing on the phone is going out there. Now, with this RFID chip, it won't be just, okay, there's a phone number there. With the RFID tag, they'll know exactly who's using the phone. They'll have the medical records. It'll all be part of this new IBM smart grid that they're building. Remember, you're an informed customer and you care about the environment. You're ready to sacrifice and use less for a better tomorrow. Personally, I'm not ready to sacrifice and use less. That's brainwashing techniques that have no place in the free world. All right, we're going to start this clip. And we're going to start at the point where the young boy is scanning in his own gear. And remember that this kind of technology did exist, but they're taking it to a new level right now where it has biometric capabilities of facial recognition and voice recognition on top of that. And the motion sensor of your body is simply incredible. All right, hit the clip. Mother and daughter playing soccer. We can't play the clip because Jerry can't hit play. I just crashed. Of course it just crashed. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis where the computers don't want to work like I want them to. Just totally crashed. Unbelievable. All right, we'll reload it. Hey, I understand, Jaron, you like to sabotage the show. I understand. Oh, do we have it now? All right, play it from the beginning. Make it big. We'll show the introducing a new way to play, and he's fighting the Japanese sensei. No controller required. And folks, if you're watching, it's just that small little device with the green light that's the controller, making you the controller. More,
yep, let's do it.
Now, I'll admit, this looks fun. I love Mortal Kombat. I like Street Fighter. I want to do this. I am the controller. Yeah, I'm dodging punches. It's Uppercut Town. It's a big kick to the face. I want to do that. And now families together, you're not only racing, but your dad's ready for a pit stop. That's right, he's going to be able to take your tires off and rotate them like that. See, here it comes. Oh no, the tires need to rotate. See, the family's together, everybody's loving one another. We don't have dinner together. We don't sit down and care about what each other are doing, but we can sure change a virtual tire. I mean, listen, it is pretty crazy looking. It looks appealing. This is going to be a big Christmas seller, I promise you this. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if this is the number one Christmas gift in the country, and maybe even the world this year. Very possible. What kid doesn't want to be Godzilla with your whole body and ruin a city? I used to play the game Rampage. Rampage was the game, and you could either be basically a King Kong-type character or a Godzilla-type character. And then there was another third lame monster, but I would never be that one either. You know what I'm talking about, right, Paul? Yeah, I was into that as a kid, back in the arcade game days. See, mom and daughter are bonding. It's not just over, you know, period commercials anymore. They're playing soccer with their Xbox. Oh, did I say that on the air? I did. And here it is, biometrically scanning your own gear. But really, that isn't even the important part. But here it is, the Minority Report type thing. Moving your hands, stopping it there, saying, that's what I want. And again, it's using your body. It looks, again, very appealing. You're skating like Tony Hawk. You're the hero more than ever. It's not just you pressing buttons anymore. It actually depends on your motion. So here it is where it's like the Jetsons. She walks in. She wants to go talk to her girlfriend. Facial recognition. Yeah.
Hey, so did you get adjusted to the party yet?
No.
Oh my gosh, it's in a week. Here, you have to see the one I found for you.
See, she shows the dress and she's using her little virtual hand.
That's
it's already scanned her in. And now she just reaches over and puts the dress on. Yeah, it's a party. It's almost like you're at the prom.
I love it. You should get it.
Yes, you do love it. And then here is the voice recognition. Everybody's playing a Jeopardy type game.
For 500 points, what is the answer? Ian Dixon.
Millard Fillmore.
Voice recognition, just unbelievable.
Correct.
All right, we're done. Go check out the whole clip over at theinfowarrior.com. Still one of the top stories over there. Let's jump to Dan in Alaska. Dan, how you doing tonight?
Man, I'm doing awesome. That's just sickening. You know, I already let my kids play video games an hour, half hour a day, maybe, depending on whether or not they bug me. But There's no way I'm going to leave the Xbox connected to the internet.
Yeah, no kidding. No, I, yeah, you know what? And that's the really crazy thing is that people don't realize they're putting a spy device in their home with a connected 24/7 in your living room, more than likely. Yeah, it's probably not going to be in your kid's bedroom. Go ahead.
What? The laptops and the cell phones aren't bad enough. Now we got to, you know, make it even further.
Well, let me say this. The laptops and the cell phones don't have inherent voice recognition or facial scanning recognition software. That would have to be go through a third-party software, but this thing does. That's what's really scary.
I want it flying cars for the new millennium.
You know the flying car exists, right, Dan?
It doesn't. Absolutely, yeah. I've seen it. Yeah, it's
it looks kind of goofy, but it's there.
Yes, it does, and it's really expensive. But I really encourage my children to get out in the outdoors and play and be a child, not a idiot. But, hey, man, the last few times I've had you on the line, I've never been able to get this question out to you. You always talk about the pandemic levels.
Yeah.
And how level 5 is forced inoculation, and level 6 is martial law. I cannot find that spelled out on the net. Can you give me a search engine?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Hold on. I'm trying to think. It's the pandemic flu planning PDF. Now, if you type in pandemic level flu planning, Infowars.com, it should be the first and most important story. And then there's a link to the actual PDF file. Alex cleaned out the entire office, and it really did need to be cleaned out. I don't have the thing in it, but I know that it's in subsection 1.5.1, where if they declare a full level 6 pandemic, then it's forced quarantines, compulsory vaccinations, off-site drugs. They can take your property and use it as makeshift hospitals, FEMA camps, no individual human rights, and that's just spelled out in one paragraph.
Sickening. Now, I got another question for you. Dude, I'm constantly on the internet, you know, fighting this war along with you guys. I'm going to ask you a personal question, if you don't mind.
Sure, go
when
for
you're
it.
When you're sitting down at a computer in the morning, drinking your coffee, your whatever you drink, what sites do you hit on a regular daily basis for your information?
Reuters.com. I go to Reuters. Reuters.com is R-E-U-T-E-R-S, and that's just an open news line. It's an open news wire. You know, 4/5 of the stories I have, I mean, I'll show them to you right now. You know, have the little Reuters logos, and they're basically the base stories most of the other newspapers pick up. They either pick up this or the Associated Press, and the Associated Press stories, quite frankly, their website is not as user-friendly as Reuters, so I don't tend to go there. Then after I go there, I'll surf usually UK, because most of the stories on Reuters that are national stories are already over at Fox and MSNBC, and those are kind of a waste of my time at that point. So then I'll go to the European news centers. And for instance, the only European story that I really found of any significance today, there was two of them. One, just because, and I haven't covered it yet, because they're, you know, covering basically trivial scandals. For instance, one of these top politicians over there used taxpayer money to get pornography in a hotel. Who cares? You know, sure, it shows a level of corruption, but a very minor level at that. And that's the big scandal. And then the other one that I pulled up is DirecTV CEO rejoins News Corp as Murdoch's second in command. Chase Carey's appointment means the media mogul's 35-year-old son and heir apparent will have to wait longer to prove himself in the company's operations in Europe and Asia. Basically, he hired an old employee that's been running DirecTV for a while. So I thought that was interesting. And, you know, I thought I'd look into Chase Carey, because obviously if he's working with Rupert Murdoch, there's something to that. But I go to those.
Somewhere.
Yeah, I go to the European sites. And then if I've got time, I'll hit Fox News up. I'll hit MSNBC.com up and that sort of thing. If I'm looking for actual news archives, like a specific hearing or anything like that, I usually go to the C-SPAN archives if I want the video. They have a pretty good flash archive at this point. C-SPANarchive.org, I think it is, or you just type in C-SPAN archive, and you can pretty much go through the last 30-plus years of their shows, and I'd say at this point about 50 to 60% of them are up there in flash, and you can see the raw hearings. So there's a ton of ways out there to get the information. C-SPAN's a good one.
Is that how you find like the declassified government documents that you use to make your different documentaries and stuff?
Well, I'll tell you what. A lot of the time, for instance, when I was watching the 9/11 commission reports and Eberhardt was talking about certain NORAD documents, yeah, I would go and I would say, okay, so what NORAD document is that? For instance, when I was talking about Amalgam Virgo in Fabled Enemies, I also had the hearings to coincide that they did bring up Amalgam Virgo. Richard Benveniste brought that up. So, yeah, a lot of the times that's the case. Or I'll go to 9/11 bloggers sometimes. I'll hit up GNN.TV. I'll go to HuffingtonPost.com. All these, you know, smaller or mid-range, you know, blog sites to see what mainstream articles they're linking to, see if they have a hot story. Sometimes they'll go to the Drudge Report, but I think that one's pretty overrated as well. Anything that gets on drugs usually hits the mainstream media anyway. So I'm looking for the raw news stories, and those are some great ways to do it. I thank you for the call, Dan. We're going to go to Seth, Eric, Steven, and others. 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, TruthNews.us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah.
He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
And I can't help but wonder, no, Willie McBride, to all those who lie here, know why they die. Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound?
Getting back to what an earlier caller was saying. She was a former pharmacist. I've been talking about this Ambien CR commercial and how the side effects are just so outwardly ridiculous. I can't even believe that this is a commercial. Now, I've looked all over the place on YouTube for this commercial. And this one, I think, was uploaded in the last month. And it's I have to apologize for the quality. It's somebody with their camera trying to tape it. But the audio is really what we want. We're going to play the clip right here. And ask yourself, is this a drug you want to put into your body? Hit the clip, Jared. Wait, bring it all the way back, because obviously this one, this comes in, bring it all the way back, and we'll jack the volume up. This is coming in midway. This is when they start going through the side effects. This is basically just 32 seconds of ridiculous side effects. I mean, listen closely, because the audio is not the best on this, folks. Go ahead.
Not that bad.
Did you say suicide?
Contact your doctor immediately. Wake up ready for your day. Ask your healthcare provider for 2-layer Ambien CR.
All right, so that's it. She even misses about half of the side effects. The one that they said with alcohol was aggressiveness and outgoingness. Again, almost the entire commercial is the side effects of a sleep drug. Here's the secret to more sleep. A lot of people out there, they don't want to listen to this. You want to know how you get some sleep? Exercise! Get off your fat ass and do something. I guarantee you're going to sleep like a baby if you run a mile beforehand. Don't cry to me, Argentina, that you can't sleep. It's in your head. Exercise. Exercise. I know there's that classic scene in Fight Club in the very beginning where he's asking the doc how he can overcome his insomnia, and he's like, eat some more wheat root and get some exercise. There's no reason that you should be having the insomnia. He was right. Okay, if you can't sleep, Ambien CR is not the answer. The Jogmaster might be the answer. Hit the dumbbells. Hit the weights. Get with it. Take care of your body. It's about body, mind, and soul out there, folks. If you're not a healthy person, you're not going to be a happy person. If you're not a happy person, you usually take the negative route and you can't do anything and you become more and more powerless. So forget about Ambien CR. Say hello to a run, or there's so many up, some push-ups, some sit-ups. What a novel idea. Break a sweat. You'll sleep it off, I promise you. Seth in New York, you're on the line. What's up, Seth?
Hey, Jason Burmis. Wow, what an inspirational monologue. Can you hear me?
Yes,
no,
sir.
Seriously, I cannot run to say, if I can't run even if I'm being chased, and I can't do push-ups, my arms are like noodles, but I ride my bicycle almost every day. I live in Brooklyn, and on Memorial Day, I think I was witness to an act of martial law on the streets of New York City.
Well, let's hear about it.
Well, I was riding my bicycle over the Brooklyn Bridge into Manhattan, and I crossed over, and I got onto the path that runs up the west side along the Hudson River.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes along this portion in around Midtown over on the west side, obviously, and that's where they have the Intrepid Museum.
Okay.
For all your listeners who don't really know the geography of New York City, of Manhattan, it's sort of like a tapered cigar. It just goes, like, sort of straight north.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a path that goes up along the west side along the river, and there's a portion of it that houses the Intrepid Museum. Now, on Memorial Day, there was at least one naval ship docked alongside of it. There's also a number of other ports for cruise ships and whatnot. And as I rode by on my bicycle, I noticed that there were fully armored troops guarding the streets.
Well, you're seeing that more and more in New York City. I mean, it started out in the subways after 9/11, and it's worked way. What's that?
Jason, these were Navy troops. I stopped and talked to them.
No, that's what I'm saying. You've seen military. It's not just militarized police, my man. It's members of the National Guard, members of the Marines, members of the Army, and they always try to use these public events as an excuse to pull more martial law. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses.
Without a
long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
We're back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're going to go to Eric, Steven, Matt, and more. 866-582-9933. We're over at Ambient CR's website, and there's a bunch of different videos over there. We're going to try to find that video and play it. I almost wonder whether or not they're putting that one on their website, because it seems to be the one that really reveals the most side effects. And again, the majority of the commercial is, yeah, you don't want to take this drug because you might die. If you have depression, you might kill yourself. And on top of that, your tongue might swell up. And if you're drinking alcohol, you'll become more outgoing and you might have hallucinations. Yeah, that was one of the ones that was missing from that. Hallucinations. My God. Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason.
How you doing, sir?
Oh, my God. I've been on the phone for, like, 15 minutes on hold, and now, instead of just having one thing to tell you, like, I seriously have a lot of things to tell you.
Well, let's go for it, Eric. This is the big segment.
Okay, real quick. The last guy riding his bike through Brooklyn, I'm really sorry you had to see fully armed Navy troops, man. Get used to it. The guy called before that who said he has problems falling asleep, watch Money Masters. So much information in that film, you will be out cold after like an hour. The guy called before him, the first thing I look at when I turn on the internet in the morning is Yahoo.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And then this is why I called. Tonight, I went to the bar to get, like, you know, a little Bud 40 or whatever, 350 or whatever.
Yep.
And I meet these girls.
All right.
So I'm talking to them. They're good looking. Real sexy, you know.
Hey,
you want to play pool? So we're playing pool, you know, we're having a good time. And after we're done playing pool, I won, of course. And we're talking. And this girl's telling me what she does for a living. And she's telling me she's a special ed teacher. Mm-hmm. So I mentioned about the vaccines. And I say, you know, a lot of these parents are vaccinating their children. That causes problems. And she tells me the big thing that I've wanted to call and talk to you for a long time about, especially it's a big problem here in Pennsylvania. There's a lot of families that work for these pharmaceutical companies. This girl happened to have a dad that works for Merck, big shot. And, you know, this is a big thing because these corporations, these pharmaceutical corporations have so many people that work for them in a certain area. They really dominate the public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people aren't going to be against, and this girl is, it's real sad, you know, she's 23, she's a great looking girl, but she told me she had every vaccine. Mm-hmm. Well, I think she's probably going to be dead in the next 15 years.
Well, maybe not, you know? 15, but it doesn't look like she'll probably make it past 50 or 60 when your life expectancy, as you know, a white male or a white woman should be around 73, 72. I know that blacks have a less life expectancy, but that's probably because of the eugenics or operations that they ran solely on their race, not only in Africa, but in this country. I mean, that's the reality of the situation. It sucks. But you're right. People have blind spots, especially when they're making money from something. You know, no one wants to admit that their job is evil. I certainly wouldn't want to have to face that reality. And it is interesting because when you do have these pharmaceutical companies, I suppose that is one of the few industries left in this country where we actually make a physical item. And they want to keep it within this country because they don't want you to get cheaper drugs from Mexico and Canada. They want to restrict that. And that probably would kill a lot of the local economies. But so be it. All the other local economies are being killed. And they're ones that we actually need, like, you know, car companies, organic farms. That industry is over with. I would love to see the death of the pharmaceutical evils. You know, listen, I'm all for modern medicine. But when you have to list, you know, 40 different side effects in a 60-second ad, there has to be something wrong.
Yo, go ahead, Jason, Eric. I got to tell you something else. I had this roommate that worked for a pharmaceutical company about 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and this guy would tell me, I mean, this was one of the guys that did these hardcore experiments on animals,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't have a problem with it at all.
No, he just didn't care?
Just didn't give a crap at all. I mean, and then I asked him about, like, you know, I got into deeper conversations with about the Masons, and he thought it was a great thing that America loses its sovereignty and it becomes a total police state. And he was ready to lick some boots, Jason. He was, oh, you got some boots, fat guy? Give them to me. I want to suck them boots, boy.
I thank you for the call, Eric. Good stuff at the end there. Steven in Texas. Steven, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Sorry, I was on Ambien.
Well, then you might be driving, because that was another one of the things that we missed. See, why can't I find that commercial online? That's the commercial I want, where they come in midway, and it's still, you know, 20 different side effects, when they literally say, you may be sleep driving. Yeah, sleep driving sounds pretty safe, don't you think, Steven?
Oh, sure, yeah. You know, just You know, while they say, you know, you, after a while going the same places, you can do it in your sleep, so I guess literally that would make it happen, huh? Hey, I was thinking about your buddy that's called on a regular basis, Princess.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had a little, I called, I wanted to talk about something I heard Obama say in an interview on BBC yesterday. Before I do, though, I want to give a kind of little dedication to Princess. And it's taken the word princess, so it's P-R-I-N-C-E-S-S, and here's what I came up with.
Okay.
Pathetic royal pain, radically insane, idiotic rave, new world order slave, clueless little boy, empty-headed ploy, stupid games you play, shut up and go away.
I agree wholeheartedly, my friend. I almost wonder what he thinks he gets out of the whole thing. I mean, you got to dedicate some time. It's pretty late night. I know that if I wasn't doing this radio program, and especially if I had a family, you know, I'd want to maybe spend some time with my wife. Or why do you get married? I don't understand why people make these lifelong commitments if they're not really dedicated to them and don't enjoy them. Why are you making a commitment to my radio show if you don't believe anything I'm saying and you think I'm a crazy?
Yeah, obviously the guy has no life and needs to get one. But I was going to say, I heard an interview yesterday on the BBC with Barack Obama, and I found this one comment he made very interesting. Of course, he mentioned about the war on terror, you know, 3,000 people were killed in that attack. You know, of course, doesn't, you know, and he's, of course, alluding to it's the quote-unquote terrorists from over in the Middle East. Never mind the fact that the whole thing was engineered and carried out by this international globalist cartel. But he made this statement. They were talking about Iran. And he said, well, you know, I'm not out to start new wars. What I'm trying to do is affect change through diplomacy and, you know, bringing things about that way. And I'm thinking, yeah, diplomacy by sending troops like Blackwater into nations where you're slaughtering people by the millions.
You know, I had that story, too. He's given a lot of money to Blackwater and other, like, private military organizations, and it's been pretty quiet, and the left isn't calling him out, neither is the right, and that's how you know it's controlled. The right only wants certain talking points. They don't want to show that Obama is for these private military groups because it makes them seem more conservative, I guess, and right-wing to their slave audiences, Stephen.
Yeah, and I just had one more thing I wanted to comment on, this new Xbox thing you've been showing. I tell you, to me, that's really scary. You know, with all this virtual reality now where it's face recognition and voice recognition, and what I see this leading to, you know, with the biochip and the RFID and all that stuff is, you know, they're going to chip people. I mean, I've heard about technology years ago where they were talking about putting a chip in your brain and then having you tied into a central computer system. And this is like 20 years ago when I heard about this. And, of course, now it's a distinct possibility. So I was just thinking,
and they're still promoting it, Stephen. They're still promoting it. For instance, just a few years ago, PBS ran that special, The Worldwide Mind, where they were heavily promoting not only the Worldwide Mind, but the brain chip, and that the surgery, you could get it, you know, over and done with on your lunch break and literally download languages, learn things like that, and you would be instant messaging and basically telepathically connected to the world.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, you know, I got a good way. I came up with a good idea for how you guys could avoid ever having to do a money bomb, and you could make a ton of money. Just come up with something like Virtual Info Warrior. And, you know, you could have the Burmese bash and the Jones jab, and, oh, here's Jason, and he gets a right to Rockefeller, and, you know, Alex gets a left in there to Bernanke, and, you know, oh, and they just brought down the whole New World Order, and this shows you that, you know, Barack and the two Bushes.
You know, the only problem is that our audience would probably dig that, and it would take them away from actually doing real activism and kind of fantasizing about what really isn't possible. I would love to have that kind of a punch-out game where I'm Little Mac and I'm taking on, instead of Tyson, you know, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. That'd be all about it, but, you know, I don't know if it would be a positive thing. I thank you for the call, Stephen. Let's jump to Matt in Arkansas. Matt, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. What's up, man?
How you doing, man?
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I'm a regular listener to NPR every morning and after I get off work, take a listen to it. And over the last 2 days, I've heard some things that just really shocked me.
Okay.
Yesterday, for example, I heard it was either All Things Considered or Fresh Air. They had a guy on. I think his name was Heidberg. He was a PhD. And the whole the whole skit was basically how great the world would be if the population were cut down drastically.
Yeah. Listen, I wish, Alex, one of the most extreme things, or at least I thought were extreme things, that Alex brought up in 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, which was my introduction into Alex Jones and InfoWars altogether, was there's no way that they're planning on killing 80% of us and putting us in a cashless society control grid in major cities. They would never do that. But then you look at the documents, and it's actually a lot worse than what he talks about. There are a lot more quotes. There are a lot more people on the record. You know, we covered people out in Australia saying that they had to cut the population there by 70%+. People in the UK saying they need to go from 70 million to 30 million somehow in the next 25 years. How is that possible unless you sterilize everybody and kill a large sum of them? It's not possible. Well, go ahead.
NPR, you know, I mean, you consider, you know, if there's any one source of information that is unbiased, it's NPR. But this yesterday was just horrifying because it even ended with some beautiful, you know, music that was just like, this is NPR and this is how it is, all things considered.
Well, they are very docile. Talk about you want to go to sleep. Listen to NPR. Everybody's voice is like this and they show utterly no emotion while they're talking. And, you know, we're happy to be joined by Dr. Isengard,
yeah,
who's telling us that it's okay that we have 6.5 billion people, because as soon as we get down to 1 or 2 billion people, everything's going to be super fantastic. And how are we going to get there? Well, by peace, loving, and happiness, with rainbows and unicorns and gold for all. I mean, yeah, dude, I'm telling you, the population reduction agenda is very scary. It's very scary to me that these billionaires just had a big meeting about it, especially Oprah and her influence. She does have an influence of probably a billion strong, and that's scary in itself. Whereas Walmart may be one of the biggest economies in the world, she's one of the biggest public figures in the world, and people actually
absolutely
listen to her and love her. And very frightening. It's just like in this country using Hannah Montana to, you know, basically proselytize for the cyberbullying act, and free speech ended on the internet. They know what's selling. And Hannah Montana is selling backpacks, lunch pails. She's got a number one show on Disney, huge network, number one movie, number one album, number one concert series. They know what sells. They know how to propagandize the population. I thank the
There's
I thank
something
for the
even scarier than
well,
that.
All right, go ahead. What else you got, Matt? Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Today, on my way home from work, this is on, you know, the internet. It's out there, but I haven't heard you guys talk about it yet. And it was that Obama, you know, has a speech in which he says that the healthcare changes must come this year. Like, what is going to change between now and the end of this year that if we don't pass these laws for Obama, that they won't pass at all?
Well, they won't be able to inoculate the entire population with this three-spot shot that you can go check out the video. It's over at theinfowarrior.com. In fact, we should play that video. Let's cue that one up, Jaron, where they say that the three-spot shot flew through, where they want to make a mandatory vaccination, three mandatory vaccinations. And that'll all be a lot easier if the WHO does declare a pandemic. In fact, we should bring that document up too. On the break, I'm going to go bring up that document that guy was talking about, where it's the preparedness and planning document where they openly state that you don't have any individual human rights and you just got to take what you can get. And what you can get is a shot in the arm. And if you don't want to take that shot in the arm, we'll just say executive order 13375, throw you in jail, charge $250,000. And that's if we don't put a bullet in the back of your head, boy. I thank you for the call, Matt. Let's go to Nick in Omaha. Nick, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I wanted to call in and relay my story about Ambien CR to you.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. Well, first of all, I am an experimenter with drugs, both legal and illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started off with Ambien CR. It was actually at a bowling alley. And my friend who was prescribed the drug had talked to me about some of the side effects, and I've seen the commercials you're talking about, and they're pretty insane.
Mm-hmm.
But within about 10 minutes of swallowing the pill, and this is honestly what a lot of people do, is for, you know, for recreational uses, you basically kind of, like, lose your mind. You go insane.
Okay.
And I basically remember, you know, like, jerking around at the bowling alley and kind of going crazy and losing your mind. But most of the people, what they use it for is just to get high.
Yeah. Well, it's just like any of these drugs, Oxycontin, Percocet, oxycodone. Unfortunately, yeah, people are always looking for a new way to get high, and they tell you about the hallucinations because they're real. In fact, from what I've heard from people who do take Ambien and Ambien CR, if you can last 10 to 30 minutes awake time, then you're just kind of wired in this euphoric, delusional state for hours at a time. You have to be able to beat the sleep, I guess.
No, and that's what I was going to say. Like, compared to the other, you know, drugs that I've experimented with, Ambien is a hardcore psychotropic, you know. So, yeah, I lasted. I didn't fall asleep. I just partied all night long. It was kind of crazy and barely remember anything, but I was just going to say that.
So you almost black out with this thing, too. Well, that's a great drug, you know, hallucinations, blacking out, no self-control. Sounds like something I want to take on a regular basis. I thank you for the call, Nick. We're going to jump to Jesse in New York. Jesse, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I got three things for you.
Okay.
First of all, I love in the interview with the Yellow Journalists.
Oh, the Popular Mechanics debate from a few years back now?
Yeah. When you said,
when they accuse me of being a liar, basically I go through about five to six different facts that James Meigs and David Dunbar won't talk about, including the drills that were going on in the morning of 9/11. I bring up the National Reconnaissance Office holding a drill of ramming a plane into a building at 8:45 in the morning with a team from the CIA and John Fulton. And he goes, you know, Jason, I find it very interesting that every time somebody doesn't agree with you, you call them a liar. And at that point, I had not called anybody a liar. And I'm sitting, feet away from this propagandist. And I get fired up really quick, man. I'm like, I'm not calling anybody a liar. I'm calling you a liar because you are a liar. Yeah. And he was a liar. Yeah. And he knows it.
I laughed so hard at that. That was awesome.
Well, thank you, man. What else you got for me?
The second thing is, isn't it going to be great when we can, like, scan ourselves into Grand Theft Auto and get blown away by cops?
You know what? Let's talk about that, because I was one of these advocates, especially as like a preteen and teenage boy who could not wait for virtual reality. I was all about Big Brother and all this technocracy stuff because I didn't see the bigger picture. I was really blinded, and I couldn't wait for this stuff. And now that I do see the bigger picture, it is just horrifying. And we're going to go over that on the other side. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarriors.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800 506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
You know, as a younger guy, there was a big push for this VR type thing. You saw a lot of shows on Fox and on MTV all about this coming virtual reality, if you will. And I was thinking to myself, man, on a daily basis, I'll be able to hook into VR and I'll be hanging out with hot chicks and I'll be saving the world. I'll be Bruce Willis for a day. I mean, this is what I thought was in store. But when you look at it, first of all, you'll be lucky to be alive when it really launches. And number two, they're going to really use it to enslave people even further. And if you don't think they're going to, you know, once they're able to get into your mind, they're not going to corrupt you even further. You're out of your mind. Hopefully we still have, I believe we were talking to Jesse in New York. Jesse, you wanted to make another point?
Yeah, I forgot what that was, but I was just imagining people like scanning themselves into the game and then cheering and saying, this game's awesome, when they get blown away.
Well, you know what? Outside of just scanning themselves in for the game, remember, you're putting a spy device in your living room. And most people, again, aren't going to put anything over the camera. And on top of that, they're not going to be able to stop the voice recorder. And this is voice recognition. You know, this doesn't even have to go through third-party software. This has first-party software where it can recognize who's in the house. That's pretty scary to me.
It's definitely crazy.
All right, Jesse, I thank you for the call. We're going to jump to Don in Indiana, and I'm going to play this three-spot shot clip in the next segment. On top of that, we were able to find the WHO preparedness and planning document on the WHO site. There it is, 1.5.1, legal issues during a pandemic. It may be necessary to overhaul existing legislation or individual human rights. Examples are the enforcement of quarantine, overruling individual freedom of movement, use of privately owned buildings for hospitals, off-license use of drugs, in other words, the drugs don't have to work, compulsory vaccination or implementation of emergency shifts in essential services. These decisions need a legal framework to ensure transparent assessment and justification of the measures that are being considered, and to ensure coherence with the international legislation, international health regulations. Remember, it's about ending sovereignty. It's about giving more power to the United Nations. And that's why they put this on paper, because they think they can get away with it. And that's why they're planning for a pandemic level 6 to try to implement things like that. Remember, their PSYOP didn't work. If they made the vaccines volunteer, in this country, about 18%, according to the latest polls, would take it. They wanted much more than that. And even in the headline, you can tell they wanted much more than that, because they said lower than 30%. No, it was lower than 20%. All right, let's go to Don in Indiana. Don, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Hey, I'm going to give you a little website that I found in archives of like NSA and CIA and so much type documents. This is
cool. Interesting.
George Washington University, you know what that is.
Sure.
That's basically a spook college, you know what I mean?
A lot of them are.
Yes, sir. Go to GWU, georgewashingtonuniversity.edu, mm-hmm. on their front page, type in your search, type in NSA, CIA, whatever you want, and it'll take you to their history department. You will be fascinated at what you will see.
So what do they have, PDF files of a lot of these documents that have been declassified?
Sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Massive amount of them. I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of documents.
I wonder if they house, like, the MK Ultra documents and the Tuskegee experiment documents.
I ran across JFK documents and Bay of Pigs documents, both sides, Russian, translated, China, and Cuban documents, intercepts, really interesting stuff.
All right, I will definitely check it out. Thanks for the tip, Don. Let's go to Samuel in Florida. Samuel, you're online. Yes, sir.
When I was a child in Alabama, they used to try to make us do mouthwash every year and spit it back over a paper napkin.
Mm-hmm.
And You know, I would say no. And the first time I turned it down, they held me down and pinched my nose and tried to make me take it.
And obviously this was an exercise not only in power, but to get you your DNA, to put you in yet another database. Well, they say they want all your medical records, man. They want them digitized. It's open. Hold over. We'll talk to you on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Before I play this video, this three-shot spot clip, we're going to go back to Samuel in Florida. Samuel, what? Any other points?
Oh, well, you know, they would promise the kids Tootsie Roll Pops and Lollipops, and they forced my mom to come down there and make me do it, and she wouldn't do it. And I got paddlings every day after that till I left that school system. And, you know, that was 20 years ago. If they were doing stuff like that, the poor country kids in the middle of Alabama 20 years ago, don't think they're not going to do it to people here when they're dumbing down our children, they're dumbing down our education system. I'm a substitute teacher, okay? Mm-hmm. And I told a student to sit down and calm down, we're going to do the pledge. And they told me I wasn't going to come back there no more because I told the student to sit down in a loud manner.
Outrageous. I thank you for the call, Samuel. On the track, trace, and database thing, Paul, You gave Alex Jones some information about your daughter and McGruff the crime dog, correct? I'm getting some nods. Talk about it for a second. You got the little mic over there. What did she come home and say? Oh, Daddy, we had a fun day at school today.
Oh, no. I let my mom take my daughter last week, and my mom is pretty much a big wig at a San Antonio daycare center.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me that McGruff was coming through. And I thought that the stuffed animal kind of dog, the guy in the suit would come in and, give hugs out and all that.
That's what happened when we were kids. I remember seeing McGruff the crime dog myself. I don't remember giving up my thumbprints. And it wasn't just her thumbprint, was it? It was her entire handprint, basically. I don't think you're on, Paul. I can't hear you in my earphones.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go.
My bad. Yeah, there looked like a whole biometric scan. They even had dental records, a section to fill out for the dental records. It was crazy.
Yeah, it
DNA
looked pretty nuts.
DNA swabs and all that.
Yeah, outrageous. So, and how old's your daughter for people? She's a young girl, right?
It's three.
Three? Yeah, we need the three-year-old's DNA, her dental records, her entire fingerprints. It's the new freedom. All right, let's hit this three-spot shot clip. And really, again, they would love to be able to forcefully inoculate the entire populace. And if they pass legislation, the lords, the gods, the people in the executive branch are going to think they have that power when they really don't. Go ahead, hit the clip.
But now to a report in this morning's Washington Post that the Obama administration is considering implementing a new fall vaccination program against the flu, a plan that would require Americans to get not one, not two, but three flu shots. Dr. Nancy Snyderman is NBC's chief medical editor. Nancy, good morning.
Hi, Meredith.
Unprecedented this is. How would this work?
Well, here's the idea. On the first Saturday when we knew swine flu was an issue, the Centers for Disease Control held a conference, and we were already talking, those of us who listened in, about how you're going to ramp up manufacturing this new vaccine on top of the old vaccine.
It takes a lot of time.
Right.
About 5 months or so.
And the decision was made, if we're going to get the normal flu vaccine to the general public in the fall, to hold it up while we figure out the swine flu was perhaps going to put the entire population at risk. So at that moment, the decision was made, we will go into normal flu production for the normal vaccine, like it is.
For seasonal flu.
Right, for seasonal flu. Figure out what the swine flu really is, and then perhaps tag team a second vaccine on top
of it. Okay, so that's why they didn't combine them into
one shot.
Vaccine.
Let's hit pause for a second. If you missed it, if you weren't watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you saw smiley face after smiley face as they just rolled up their sleeves and they took the shot. That's right. I'm going to be okay. Meanwhile, Mayo Clinic study showed just 2 weeks ago that if you take the regular flu shot, you're actually three times more likely to get the flu. Sounds like a smart idea. Why don't I take a shot that's going to make me three times more likely to get sick? Great idea. It's the new freedom in America with a K, folks. It's the invisible empire at work, and I'm the InfoWarrior. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow, wow, wow. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow.
Fabian and others, 866-582-9933 in a moment, but I want to thank one of my great sponsors right now, MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com, 877-327-0365. You want to get off the grid, you want an 1,800-watt power generator in case the power does go out. That emergency backup, MySolarBackup.com is the way to go. They have bigger packages, smaller packages. You want to actually go green in the sense that they're portraying it. This is the first step to get yourself into actually off the grid. Wow, off the grid. Jesse Ventura is off the grid in Mexico. I hope to one day be off the grid myself with energy like this. It's mysolarbackup.com, 877-327-0365. Go check them out. All right, let's jump to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the line.
Yeah, Jason, you know, what do you make of those old so-called video, or not video, but audio recordings of Osama bin Laden?
I am so happy that you actually said that, because that was going to be one of my next points. There's another story out there today that Al-Qaeda has killed a British hostage in Mali. Did you see that?
I think I've heard something about that.
Well, it seems to me that it's awfully convenient that Al-Qaeda is back in the news with another innocent hostage who they've, you know, unmercilessly killed because they're such tyrants, and this audio tape comes out. I think it's totally bogus. I think it's totally fake. He's talking about the Obama administration's policies. A lot of people aren't jumping on the bandwagon that this is definitely real. So to me, this seems like, you know, another CIA psyop to make us believe that the boogeyman still exists, and they couple that with the boogeyman's henchmen still existing and more dangerous than ever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and isn't it very funny if you believe in the official boogeyman story about how it is that they can manage to always find either these videotapes or these audio tapes, but they can never seem to find the man himself.
Yeah, or the sources. You know,
yeah.
And then when they do find the source, it's always, oh, it's somebody with Al Jazeera. No, when they actually trace it, like they traced the Mumbai killer's cell phones, it led back to British and U.S. intelligence. Weird. I thank you for the call, my man. Let's go to Fabian in Alberta. Fabian, you're on the line.
Hey, man. I just wanted to recommend some documentaries, I guess.
Okay, go for it.
Have you ever heard of Battle in Seattle?
You know, that's not a documentary. That's by the guys that did
It's actually a
GNN.TV. Yeah, it was a straight-to-DVD disc. I have it. I have not watched it yet. I know Woody Harrelson's in it. The dude from Outkast, Andre 3000, is in it. I've heard some good things. Does it really get into the fact that, you know, this was an op, or is it kind of just about anarchists? I mean, I'm not sure. The things I find at GNN sometimes are pretty questionable to me. Why don't you give me your little, like, one-minute review of the film?
I think it was great, actually. It showed the provocateurs. It showed how everybody there was pretty much banding together against globalization, and how the talks broke down inside it as well. So it's pretty good.
All right. Well, I'll definitely check that out then. So you're saying that it's not limited hangout, and it makes a lot of good points, huh?
Yeah, really. Yeah, really good.
All right.
Also, a documentary, actually, that's called What the Bleep Do We Know?
Oh, I've seen that several times, actually. That talks...
Great.
Oh, yeah, of course I've seen that. And it has that deaf actress that's been in a lot of the movies back in the 90s. She's the main protagonist in it. And it really just gets into quantum physics. And it actually kind of gets into the law of attraction, too, and which is kind of like reiterated even further in The Secret. And it has a lot of interesting things in it. Really about creating your own reality, you know, and showing how much power you do have as an individual, whether you know it or not.
Yeah, right on. So that's my two cents there.
All right, Fabian, I thank you for the call. Let's go to Mike in – oh, no, Mike already dropped. John in West Virginia. John, you're on the line.
Hey, I love you guys. I wanted to ask you a question. What – I mean, other than any kind of bank, I mean, I want to refinance my house before it balloons, because I didn't understand anything about that when I first got my house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be like another year and a half. And I want to refinance because it's a good time, supposedly, but I don't know who's safe to do it with.
Geez, who do you refinance your home with? You know, I would stay away from the bigger companies like Bank of America. I would try to go local, sir. Local banks, not the majority of them, but some of them that have made the wise investments look like they're going to stay in business. Right now, I couldn't even tell you who to go to and who to trust with all this talk of, well, the Federal Reserve might have to take care of business. We might have to just disband the SEC altogether and we'll give them more power. Meanwhile, Bank of America, who, by the way, I have an account with, I'm not proud of it, but I do have a Bank of America account. They seem to be doing the worst out of everything, but they're too big to fail. I don't know whether that means, you know, jacked up rates for people like yourself, you know, higher banking expenses. It's bad enough I'm paying, you know, $4 or $5 sometimes when I use an ATM that's not a Bank of America ATM. I would suggest, you know, if you're looking into that stuff, go to Bob Chapman's theinternationalforecaster.com and check out what he has to say, because he's usually pretty much a financial dynamo, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried to get through a few times to people. I mean, to you all, but it's hard. I've been through once with Alex, but I was talking about how do you get through to your friends and they think you're nuts when you try to describe the situation to them.
Well, you know what? A lot of people are just too involved in the fact that the Lakers are about to take on the Orlando Magic in the finals, sir. And like I said, you can't force somebody to take a look at information. And if it's coming out of your mouth and only your mouth, it's a lot easier to dismiss. And people don't read. So what are your options? Well, television, YouTube, and movies seem to be the most effective. But how do you get somebody to sit down and watch one of these things? And I always suggest having the dinner party. You know, we had that caller in earlier who said, yeah, you know, I have these dinner parties. And then at the end, I start showing loose change and people's jaws are on the floor by the end of it. You know, have a poker party. You know, have the pre before you go to the bars with your friends and family party at your house. There are many ways to do it. It's tough at first, but I'm telling you, keep on keeping on.
All right. Thank you.
You got it, John. See, we have to be human beings. I talk about this a lot. But if we're not going to fight for humanity, who is? Are we just going to go into this cyborg state of consciousness where we're all amalgamated into the machine, literally? The machine, literally. I mean, think about that. A worldwide mind, a chip in your brain, a cashless society control grid. Something out of Minority Report where they can read your thoughts. We're already at the point where your Xbox is going to act like these Minority Report devices where you put your hand out and everything's motion censored. Everything's motion censored. What happens to the point where they scan your iris and read your thoughts and then all of a sudden the ad that you're looking at changes over to what they think you're susceptible to? It's all about consumerism. And we are wrapped up in that in a way unlike any culture before it. And we're not the only ones. Europeans are into it. I'm sure, you know, Australians, westernized countries all over are into the clothes they wear, into the phones they have, into the haircuts they rock. And that's what's important. It's important that other people accept me based on the things that I like, the music that I listen to, the sports team that I root for. It's tribalism. And on top of that, we've become so vain and so selfish and so apathetic that we don't have a broad scope. We used to have a broad scope where we could see into the future. We cared about what our neighbors did. We cared about how our society was. We cared about the education system. We cared whether there were jobs or not in this country. And that's just over with. It's gone. It's over. When Walmart is one of the largest economies in the world, and even in this country, probably, I would say that there's no one bigger than Walmart. We reported, remember, cheering success, seeking more at Walmart annual. Remember, during this worldwide economic downturn, more frugal shoppers are in their stores. Investors are eager for more gains, and Walmart, under newly installed CEO Mike Duke, is focused on delivering them by expanding its global reach and implementing Project Impact to improve sales in the U.S. stores. The fact is, all over the stores, there are new brands, there are new shoppers coming into the stores. They are buying 40% more than regular shoppers, said Guilford Securities analyst Bernard Sosnick. But the question hounding the retailer amid its recent success is, can these gains last while when the economy improves and shoppers once again choose to shop elsewhere? The battle among retailers is to get footsteps in the store, Sosnick said. I don't know what's going to happen 3 years after a recovery, but I know what's going to happen in its inception. Whoever's got the footsteps will benefit. So what is Project Impact? Walmart was gaining momentum at its annual meeting last year as its strategy of emphasizing low prices and sprucing up its stores coincided with a recession that sent consumers into the aisles seeking discounts on food and medicine. But the momentum accelerated again. As the economy goes in the crapper, Walmart makes more and more money. And I kind of feel trapped into a Walmart economy. Again, I'm a guy who works a night job. I'm also here during the day. You know, I've taken on a part-time job on top of all this just to pay my bills. So I don't get to shop until 1 or 2 in the morning. And what's open at 1 or 2 in the morning? Well, Walmart is open 1 or 2 in the morning. Here in Austin, if you're on I-35, there's one at exit 222. There's one at exit 226. There's one at exit 228. There's one at exit 220. They're all over the place. They're within 2 or 3 miles of each other in most cases. And they're open 24-7, almost 365. Most of them take off Christmas, but not all of them. So why do I go there? Because it's convenient, because it's cheap. Because I can go get a lawnmower at 3 in the morning. I can go get, you know, a steak at 3 in the morning. Probably not the most healthy steak out there, but I can get it. And you can't do that in most places. So it is going to continue to thrive. And I know the flip side, and I am a hypocrite. I know they use slave labor. I know the people that are working in their factories are mistreated, are enslaved. And I know that's the model for this country. That's what's coming here. And the only way I know how to combat it is to get on the radio and tell others about it, hoping that somebody's going to take the ball and run with it. Hoping that somebody else is going to stand up and be the voice of reason. And have an organized plan on how to take these tyrants on, how to change things, how to bring industry back to this country, how to regain our sovereignty, how to reform this country with the Constitution and Bill of Rights and get these bastards out of office, hold them accountable for the tyrannical acts they've caused. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes, back after this.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get snitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
You know, as they build this smart grid, they're asking the public to help monitor life on Earth. Scientists asked people around the world on Monday to help compile an internet-based observatory of life on Earth as a guide to everything from impact of climate change on wildlife to pests that can damage crops. They're prepping you. They're telling you it's coming. They're saying, yes, we're building a smart grid. Yes, you're going to have to sacrifice. Yes, you're an informed customer who realizes that he can't consume and use as much energy anymore because it's not in the cards. You're harming the planet. Remember Ted Turner talking about population sustainability, and the reason global warming is even occurring is because there's too many people doing too many things. And we're going to live in a failed state like Somalia if this continues, after most people die and become cannibals. Total fear-mongering, and this is the guy that's talking to Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, David Rockefeller, and others, Michael Bloomberg, about curbing overpopulation. You think he's going to take his own life, or his family's going to have to die, folks? I don't think that's how it's going to work. I think it's you and yours, and people need to get that into their heads. Brandon in Utah, you're online.
Hey, how's it going, Jason?
Good.
It's just time to stand up and do the American thing. I just want to put my email address out there.
Okay.
We are Change Utah, all lowercase, no spaces, at yahoo.com. I feel there's a lot of people that want to stand up right now, and we're just trying to get together.
No, you know, and We Are Change is the premier organization to do so, in my opinion. I really do love Campaign for Liberty, but we did have Luke and Manny on yesterday, and now they're making national news because they were able to get Senator Gillibrand on the record about 9/11 truth, and I think that's great. And at the very least, she was aware and very supportive of the James Zadroga bill. I mean, if we're going to do one thing, let's try to take care of the first responders that have somehow still survived after they were poisoned by barium and all sorts of other garbage at the World Trade Center site after they were told that the air was safe to breathe.
Exactly. And you know what? Not very many people know that, Jason.
You know, not enough people realize it. They really think that the heroes were taken care of on 9/11. No, the family members signed, non-disclosure agreements that they weren't allowed to sue the government if they were willing to take the money. And you had to be a family member. First responders got, pissed all over. Let's be honest. They disrespected them. They killed a lot of them in some cases. And the quality of life that some of them are sustaining right now is just deplorable with zero help from the government. Let me say it again. Zero help from the government. And these are the people that they used to propagandize the war on terror. These were the heroes. These were the people that sacrificed so much to help us Americans. Now let's go to the Middle East and bomb a bunch of brown people. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Dan in California. Dan, you're on the line. Let's go to David in Montana. David, you're on the line. Yes, David. And 3, 2, 1. Alex in Connecticut, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, what's going on?
You know, just doing a little bit of a radio show over here. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, two people dropped. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I know. One after another. Who knew?
Yeah. Hey, I don't know if this is anything, but I had received an email because when Ron Paul was running, I had to sign up as a Republican because I wanted to vote for him.
Sure.
So I got, you know, the Connecticut Republicans, you know, kept emailing me stuff. I don't know if there's anything, but I was just going to read. It said, the Prescott Bush Awards Dinner, the Connecticut Republicans cordially invite you to to celebrate 31 years of the Prescott Bush Awards Dinner, keynote speaker Newt Gingrich.
Oh, well, that doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, Newt Gingrich is a backdoor occultist, if you will. He wears many hats, one of which is a hood at the Bohemian Grove. And Prescott Bush, of course, the grandfather of the former president, George W. Bush, was a Nazi who helped the Nazis funnel money out of Germany before World War II and after World War II. Was actually arrested under the Trading with the Enemy Act by J. Edgar Hoover, and he had to pay a couple of fines, and it was just brushed under the rug. And then if you started to talk about it, you're a conspiracy theorist. He didn't have contact with the Nazis. They didn't go with that philosophy. Meanwhile, Prescott Bush also really brought the OSS into the CIA, was a member of Skull and Bones, was a large member, a captain, if you will, in this international intelligence organization that's been gaining ground over the past 50, 60, 70 years. I thank you for the call, Alex. It's 866-582-9933. The big segment's coming up. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Go check out the blog right now, theinfowarrior.com.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard.
Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
All right, we are back. I guess we got Dan in California back on. We're going to go to Cytor, Barney, and others, 866-582-9933. Dan in California, you're on the air, sir. Yes, Dan. Come on, sir, don't make me twice the fool. Tell me you can actually talk on your phone. Well, I guess we got to go to Cytor in Indiana. Cytor, you're on the line, my friend.
Barmes.
How you doing?
Man, I just had a question. Where do you see Arnold Schwarzenegger, a player, in any of this anymore? Because that one video game foreshadowed the Georgia and Russia conflict pretty accurately. And then we have the game Shattered Union, where it talks about California seceding from the Union. And being that Arnold Schwarzenegger obviously can't become president, what are the chances the megalomaniac would be the first one to secede from the Union to be president of California, and then Texas and so on follow suit?
Well, you know what? He might not even have to do that. I mean, let's say we do have like a massive attack. And why don't we bring that up, guys? Bring up the Shattered Union trailer. That'll be easy on YouTube so people can get an idea what this is. Say we did have a multi-pronged nuclear attack in this country and there were several sub-regions of the country, kind of like in Jericho. He might just be named president if he's the highest ranking official. In other words, if only the governor of California were to survive something by Portland, Oregon, and you know, other Las Vegas, Nevada, those type of places, maybe they just give that to him and then they hold a general election after the, you know, and it'll be just a puppet election. It won't be a real election. Not that we have real elections, at least on a national level at this point. A lot of people out there are saying your vote is just like feeling good. And I truly believe that. The last two presidential elections have been totally and completely rigged. Let's play the clip. Let's play Shattered Union. Hold on one second. Hold over. I want to discuss it with you on the other side. Go ahead.
Shortly after the election, increased unrest, rioting, and a growing number of militias have given rise to ever-increasing domestic terrorism. In response, the president invokes the Homeland Security Act and declares martial law on the West Coast and other areas of the country. Though highly contested, a Supreme Court ruling sidesteps the electoral process, disqualifying popular presidential candidates from several states. Public outrage explodes when a sham election leads to incumbent David Adams accepting a second term in office. During the 57th Inauguration Day ceremonies, Washington, D.C. is struck by a low-yield nuclear weapon, killing David Adams and most of the U.S. Congress. The destruction of Washington, D.C. effectively breaks the chain of succession, sending the nation into chaos. In an emergency vote, the European Union deploys peacekeepers in the greater D.C. area to secure international interests. With separatist sentiment rising, California's governor declares home rule and secedes from the Union. Texas follows quickly and declares sovereignty, taking neighboring states with them and forming a republic.
All right, they had some audio issues. Hold on, we want to, just X that whole thing out. Just X it out. Get it off there. Go back, bring it back about 30 seconds in this, and then let's go back to the Shattered Union. Sorry, folks. All right, here we go. Hit it.
Declares sovereignty, taking neighboring states with them and forming the Republic of Texas. Now, the once United States of America lie in ruin. The time for words has passed. And a second American Civil War now erupts as seven factions wage war across the land. They battle one another to reclaim a nation, to restore peace, to rebuild this shattered union.
And by all means, folks, we hope that this never happens. But if you look at the timeline on this, it really starts to heat up into 2010. And by 2014, we're in a full-scale revolution in this country. And they're talking about the European Union. They're talking about international forces. They're talking about people declaring sovereignty. Let's hope that this isn't predictive programming as well, but we have to be aware of it. Any other comments on it, Saitor?
I just wanted to say, you know, it's a very, very probable scenario, and hopefully, you know, I think it'll give a good indication if they're going to go back to the fraudulent, you know, voting machines this coming 2010 elections for the...
Well, there's no doubt about it.
And all that.
I mean, they didn't have to, you know, in my opinion, they really didn't have to go to the fraudulent voting machines this time because there was so much overwhelming opposition to the Republican Party in general because of what people perceived as the Bush agenda. You know, it wasn't the Bush agenda. It was the globalist agenda.
Yeah. I think, with, you know, everything Obama's doing, it's kind of coming out. I think, you know, the Congress and the Senate is going to have a chance to get, you know, maybe some Republicans back in there, or just other third party people that are awake and running. And I think that's where the vote fraud is going to take place, you know, this time.
Very possible, especially with the gaining momentum of Campaign for Liberty and organizations like that. I thank you for the call. Barney in New York. Barney, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jason?
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. I just got 2 points to make. I wanted to tell you something about last week. You had someone call from the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that the Caribbean would be the perfect place to go if, you know, when stuff hits the fan, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's wrong because I'm from Puerto Rico, and a lot of those countries, they're not even import. They're not export countries anymore. They don't do their own agriculture or anything like that. And, like, right now, like, pretty much most of the island of Puerto Rico is unemployed.
And you're saying that they aren't self-sufficient either, so that poses a big problem?
Yeah, pretty much. And the other thing was the way this thing is shaping out, I was watching Star Wars Return of the Sith the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, the story kind of plays into the whole way the politics are going right now because...
Yeah, and George Lucas admitted that. He actually talked about how, you know, what was going on in the final version of Star Wars, really episode 3, if you will, had some pretty big political parallels, you know, with the false flag terror attacks that take place in the first one with the controlled opposition of both sides playing them off against each other, basically order out of chaos, and the person becoming the emperor through these means, and then from basically, he's not the emperor at first, you know, he's the head of the Senate. And then the Senate is just abolished, and all of a sudden he's the emperor. And it's from false flag terror attacks, and most adults don't get it, and their children have to explain it to them, yet we're seeing it in real life as we speak. I thank you for the call, Barney. Charles in California. Charles, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, sorry. One thing was, before I say anything that matters, I won that competition thing for the e-cigarette, but it didn't get to my father. It's been like, I don't know, maybe he got the wrong address. Cause it's been like 2 weeks.
Really? You're sure you didn't get that? They never shipped that to you? Really? That was like 3 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2-3 weeks ago. I don't know.
Listen. Do me a favor, Charles. MySpace.com/JasonBermas. Give me the address again.
Send it to your Facebook.
Send it to my Facebook because I talked to my sales guy, Will, and he assured me that was already sent out the next morning, but I will make sure you get your e-cigarette, my friend. I promise.
All right,
you.
It's cool.
Okay.
All right. A few things. Did you hear Jesse Ventura? He was saying he needs like a year to before he could like get on Obama's like grill, basically. Mm-hmm. And also how he also said like how we're basically like parasites now. Did you hear that or no?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I heard parts of it. I was walking. Well, I'll say this about Ventura. All right. I'm not going to give the guy a year, but he also is kind of slow on current events. You know, he takes time
in Mexico and all that.
Well, not only that, but he doesn't read a lot of newspapers and watch a lot of media. He has to wait for it to come out in novel form. He's basically a book reader, you know, and there haven't been other than maybe Obama Nation by Jerome Corsi, which really went after Obama before the administration. There hasn't been any books out yet on what he's done in office. And I think that if we wait another 5 to 6 months and he's able to get his hands on maybe the latest Tarpley book, then he will have a change of heart.
It's clear he doesn't know how bad the situation really is, because, like, if he did, he'd, he probably almost like 100% run for president in 2012. You know what I mean? Or at least
well, you get that feeling from reading. You know, you do get that feeling from reading. Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. You see that there is that gleam in his eye that he may have to run for a higher office. And in his book, he does run, and before he can even win, or I think he does win. And before he can get into office, he's assassinated. So that's also he's just writing that down. You know, that's looming in his head.
Oh, he wrote he was going to get assassinated.
Well, I believe it's the last chapter in his book. He puts this scenario out where he runs for president, he wins, and before he gets into office, he's assassinated.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I do remember that. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I just don't think he understands how serious it is with like all the mercury everywhere and the fluoride everywhere. Honestly,
everybody has their blind spots, and I know for a fact that Jesse has not taken the time that he's taken to look into 9/11, to look into some of these other subject matters that really are interdependent on one another. Again, this is an international intelligence organization, the invisible empire, if you will, and he has not seen every facet of that, but few people have. And that's why I think Alex Jones and his information are so important, because he has consistently been right and gotten through a wide range of topics, really laying out.
He should really make a movie, man, about just straight up. Like, I know, I've seen like every movie, obviously, but, which one was it? The, Endgame went into eugenics a lot, probably the most, but I think he should have one. You know, he's going to do the chemtrails. You should do all eugenics. You know what I mean? One just straight up fluoride, mercury. Chemtrails, because that's a lot of stuff coming down here.
Well, maybe that will be the chemtrail movie. You know, maybe it won't be just dedicated to chemtrails. It could be based on the eugenics, and they are trying to do, you know, Endgame 2, 2012, and beyond. So we'll see what happens. I thank you for the call, Charles. Dustin in California. Dustin, you're on the line.
Hello,
yes,
man.
Dustin.
Yo, how's it going?
All right.
Hey, man. I called like a week ago. I was kind of starstruck, you know, like the first time I called, but I'm a little less tense, but I just wanted to let you know, man, like, my birthday's on 9/11, so, like, seeing that stuff, like, all that tragedy and such, you know, and your government's just setting you up, man, it just, like, it just, like, destroys you on the inside, man, it, like, shatters you like a mirror, you know, like, your entire
The best way I can describe it, when you really start to understand what's going on, the best way I can describe it is if you're really, like, into a chick and you've been dating her and you, like, walk in on her cheating on you and you just get that feeling in your stomach where it's just like, oh, or, you know, or she dumps you. You know what I'm saying? Or even as a little kid when you, for the first time, you disappointed your parents and you really felt it and you just felt sick to your stomach or you were frozen. That's the feeling I had when I started to realize that my government not only allowed 9/11 to happen, but took an active role in it on some level. And I'm not saying the whole government. I'm talking about the shadow government, the COG guys, the upper echelons. But the lower echelons, they sure covered it up for the rest of them, didn't they?
Yeah. Yo, Jason, what do you know about exotic weaponry?
I've looked into the HAARP stuff. I think that there's a great documentary out there, Angel or Halos and Angels or something like that. It's narrated by Charlie Sheen's father, Martin Sheen, and it goes over a lot of the different HAARP programs. However, you know, I've heard it, you know, it was definitely used at the World Trade Center. They used scalar weaponry, or they used mini nukes,
like, or HAARPs. Yeah, not mini nukes, but like a laser that would disintegrate metal, man.
No, I don't buy it, man, because anybody can say that without doing any of the actual experimentation.
Yeah,
it's just
a bunch of metaphysical nonsense. But you gotta, I know, I understand that's one thing.
Listen, everything's a possibility out there, but you have to look at what's a probability, and you have to look at a person's work, and again, the fruits of their labors, and what else are they saying. Yeah, there's a lot of unsolved mysteries on what went down at Building 1, 2, 7, and maybe even 6. I mean, there's a huge scoop out of 6. Molten metal at 6 as well. We know that from one of the guys, Ken Holden, over at FEMA, at one of these, I think it was one of the pre-hearings for NIST or something like that. We put it in Loose Change Final Cut.
Yeah,
but I need to see the scientific evidence, and a lot of proponents of the scalar weapons are also proponents of no planes, and you know how I feel about that.
Oh, not the whole no plane, but I'm talking about after the planes hit, that's when you get your attention on the tower, and then, but it would, like, consume from the top down.
Yeah, but again, top-down demolitions traditionally do exist. They're just downplayed. You know, on this program, we've shown you a three-story top-down demolition that, if it was larger, looks exactly like the World Trade Center. So I don't necessarily think that they needed to use exotic weaponry to, say, take down the core of that building. The spire thing is unusual, how it seems to just disintegrate and fall straight down. But that doesn't mean HAARP weapons to me. I thank you for the call, Dustin. Let's go to Vicky in Idaho. Vicky, you're on the line. Yes, Vicki.
Hi, Jason. When you played that clip, it reminded me that right after 9/11, one of the first few pieces of legislation that they tried to ram through was that if anything catastrophic happened to the Congress, that their replacements could be appointed by the administration. And I remember it just so well because it freaked me out. I thought, you know, they don't need to appoint people. And if the Congress votes for that, that's it. They're done. They're dead.
Well, they really did set up an infrastructure that day that if something catastrophic had happened or they had, you know, capped off the head of Congress, they had the mobile doomsday planes already going with mass Armageddon drills. And what's a doomsday plane? It's an E-4B with top level COG or continuity of government personnel, people that would be in this line of succession. And then other personnel were taken to secure locations where they would have essentially run the government had it gotten worse. Dick Cheney was one of those people, and he's been in the line of succession now for over 20 plus years. And one has to wonder, even outside of being in any administration or official role in government, if he still holds that position. It is the shadow government after all, Vicki.
Oh, it is. The whole national security apparatus. I've researched that whole thing. That is, they are the shadow government.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually tried to get that in legislation, coded in legislation, that if anything catastrophic happened, that they could appoint representatives to fill the positions of Congress until, of course, there could be a general election.
Yeah, and you know what? They said that they would suspend it at least 6 months. I think they could suspend, they said 6 months, and then a six-month period, they would basically go over whether they could have Congress again.
Yeah. Boy, it's insane. I mean, you know, everything that's going on in this country is just absolutely insane, and I thank God that there are other people who, you know, like you guys that know what's going on, because it's like a sanity check for me, you know, that I'm not the only one seeing it.
Well, you know what? It's hard not to see it if you're into education, if you're into checking out your news wires, if you're into history. After all, that apparatus was really exposed during the Iran-Contra hearings when Rex 84 was brought up in front of Oliver North. And, you know, the head guy keeps going, well, we can't really talk about this now, but we'd happy to have a closed session on this matter. And the guy's like, well, what concerned me is that I read plans where you would quarantine Americans, suspend the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and essentially take powers away from Congress. Well, sir, we can discuss all of that in a closed hearing. Now is not the appropriate time. No, now was the appropriate time, way back in the 80s, when we could have exposed it even further then. It's a late hour now. It's the InfoWarrior back after this.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to Hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. Hazarid. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at Hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Well, come on, all you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam.
All right, let's finish it up. Remember, if you missed any of the Info Warrior, we got the podcast on the left-hand side of the InfoWarrior.com, and you can listen for 24-hour loop with the on-demand playlist over at GCNLive.com. On top of that, we have a full archive, I think, of the last 3 or 4 months' worth of shows, folks. You can't beat it. And please support us. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. You know, you not only get this program, but you get the Alex Jones Show. You get all the documentaries for free. Very able to burn them to disc. And we're putting out a new Jim Tucker extra from the Obama deception, 20-plus minutes, never before seen, and that'll be available this week. Don't forget, Reflections and Warnings out with Aaron Russo and also available at PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go to Alex in North Carolina. Alex, you're on the line. Yes,
hello?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Have you heard of H.R. 1444?
Not sure. Which bill is it?
It's basically another Give Act they're pushing because the first one got amended to death.
So this is another compulsory service bill, and they're going to try to do the citizen electronic identification in this and all that other good stuff that got out?
Uh-huh. There's also a Senate bill called S-277.
Hold on. I got to get a pen. So you're saying it's H.R. 1444. Write that down, guys, so I have that. I'll put it on a Post-it so I can go look it up tomorrow. H.R. 1444, and what's the Senate bill?
S-277.
And they're, what, lockstep with each other, total tyranny?
They're almost identical copies.
Really? Well, can you just give us some highlights in, like, 60 seconds? What's in there?
The H.R. 1444 is called the Civic Service Act. It's basically just says mandatory service for everybody, stuff like that.
H.R. 1444, all right, it's going to be a big story tomorrow if I can get to it. I appreciate the call. Jacob in Maryland, final caller on the Info Warrior.
Hey, Jason. Hey, Jason, you know what's up?
What's up?
I've been wondering, like, you know, do we have a few things. Do we have a really short attention span or something? Like, everyone just a few weeks ago wrote, oh, my gosh, North Korea's going to kill us all. Now it's like, now we're on to other things. I mean, what's wrong with us?
No, we do have a totally short attention span. We are the MTV generation, and that's, again, why I do documentary films instead of write books, man, because people can't sit down. They can't write a book. They're infotainment people. They can't keep their mind on one thing unless it's sports and entertainment, and it's a movie. And, yes, you're correct. We are so susceptible to advertising, to media propaganda, and we don't have long attention spans anymore because we were taught not to have them.
Also, second thing I wanted to say, this is, like, I think that I'm having, I mean, I don't know, have you had problems arguing with Democrats? Because a lot of Democrats seem to think that deregulation caused a financial collapse. They don't even know that the Fed caused it. So, like, How are we going to get to all those Democrats? They're anti-war, but wait, they're pro-financial regulation.
Yeah, but you know what? At this point, man, it's so hard because they're not really anti-war. Because if they were anti-war in 2006, they would have wised up when the Democrats took over the House and Pelosi said, you know what? We're going to stay in Iraq and we're not going to go after the Bush administration. We're not going to impeach them. We're not going to go after war crimes. You know, you just have to hit them and hit them hard with the facts. It's just as hard as it was to wake up the right while the Bush administration was in, if not harder, because this guy has really been shown to us as a Christ-like figure. Remember, there are t-shirts all over the place, posters in Walmart, plaques, plates, coins, you name it, commercials associating him with Martin Luther King Jr., John F. Kennedy, Mother Teresa, Gandhi. We got our work cut out for us, but the Obama deception is a great step. Again, we're in the MTV generation. What better way than to hit them up with a movie featuring KRS-One, Joe Rogan, Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, and much, much more, to show them the corrupt banking system, to show them that Obama is a puppet, to show them the powers that be. Go get the Obama deception right now or send them the link from Change the Channel. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, back tomorrow, 9 to midnight Central Time. God bless you all.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on InfoWars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.